Hello and welcome to the final episode of the QU podcast for this semester. I'm your host, Alex Aubuchon. Alongside me today, I am joined by Chloe Knott and Jay Hamill. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Thank you.
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking. So, since this is our final episode of the semester, I thought it would be fun to look back on how our podcasting has changed throughout this semester and what we've learned from our time in this studio. Then we're going to wrap things up with your summer break plans that we've got coming up in a few weeks. But let's just get right into it. What is the most important thing you would say that you have learned about podcasting during our time in here this semester?
The most important thing I would say I've learned about being a part of a podcast group is just like the whole process about recording and producing a podcast. You know, it's more than just walking into a room and talking into a microphone. We have this technology board set in certain levels, and then we have this software that connects kind of with it. So just the process of recording the whole whole podcast and then going on to publish it for others to see. I did not know how to do that before creating podcasts in this class.
Yeah, I think for me, the process as well, but even before that, all the stuff that you have to do before you get in and start talking, all the like research, all the questions you have to come up with, all the whatever you're going to talk about, have a bit of an idea before you actually sit down and start it up.
Right. Definitely. And you both were talking about, you know, the process, trust the process. So what has changed about your podcasting process or routine for making them since you began?
Definitely like what Chloe said, the preparation. You know, if you're prepared, I feel like the podcast will be much more higher quality and be more entertaining to listen to or be more interested in listening to. But yeah, definitely being prepared for the podcast and knowing what you're going to cover or talk about that certain day with the certain individuals you bring into the studio.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. And also just, just even like if you can get someone else to come in, of course, that's great. Knowing your stuff, I think, is probably it's really important. And I think over the semester, just we've become a little more comfortable just talking and getting our ideas out and just being able to chat to each other as well.
Right, definitely. It has become a lot more of a conversation than it was in the beginning. You know, it was difficult to get your thoughts out, what you wanted to say. You just couldn't put it into words. And now, you know, that has eased a lot. And preparation, like you guys said, is definitely a big part of that. It definitely does play in and help. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit back to our podcast. Which podcast was your favorite one to be a part of? Which one was the favorite that we have recorded this semester? Ellen, tell me why.
It's really tough. I'm not sure. I think possibly for me, maybe the lacrosse one, which was early in the season, but just having some extra people in the studio that have, you know, they can talk about their opinions, their different ideas. So that was kind of fun and interesting. But also, just anytime there's a few of us in here, it's always fun.
I don't think Chloe was included this one, but my favorite was the snack bracket.
Yeah, the snack.
During the March Madness bracket and everything with that going on, I thought it was really cool to divide the snacks in each region and to see what the most popular one was amongst us two, and then with Michaela, who is from South Africa,
yeah,
to see what you know, what's popular back where he's from. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Sure, food is always a winner.
Yeah,
no matter where you're from, anybody can hop on board with food. That is for sure. All right, next question. What is the hardest part about making a podcast, in your opinion?
I think possibly that balance of being prepared and knowing the background information and what you want to talk about, but also not making it so prepared that it's not conversational anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just spit out facts or just tell someone something. You want to be able to share it with them, be able to talk with someone else. and be more opinion-based?
To me, it's always the topic. Yeah. But whether it be a podcast or writing a story, it's always the topic, because I feel like I want to entertain my audience the most, and that's my number one goal, is to entertain and inform them. So I feel like the topic is most important to me throughout the whole process first. And I don't know, just the topics is toughest for me.
Definitely. Finding a topic, you know, that you're comfortable with, but also one that interests you, so you know that you can, you know, do a good job with it and that you're going to care about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. For sure. All right, what do we have here? We got, do you see yourself doing podcasts in your future, soon future, later future, anytime?
Yeah, I think so. I'd love to do some more. I have enjoyed it, especially as I've got more comfortable doing it and had you guys to do it with. Yeah, I definitely like to do more in the future.
Sure.
You know, it's not really something I've thought about, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. But either way, I'm definitely glad I got this experience to be a part of the podcast, you know, culture, podcast unit. So I think it's pretty cool to know how to do this and discuss different things with you guys. I think it's a pretty cool experience either way.
Right, for sure. Podcasting is, it's definitely becoming a lot bigger. I saw, it's probably been almost a year now, but Joe Rogan's podcast was picked up by Spotify for $100 million. $100 million is a lot of money just to sit and talk to people. That's all I'm saying. They're doing the same stuff we're doing. $100 million. That it's pretty crazy. All right. If you could give a snippet of advice to someone who's just starting podcasting, what would it be?
I guess prepare. Like we've been saying a lot.
I could have guessed that one. Prepare.
Prepare, and also having an outline is important,
mm-hmm.
but going back to what I've learned, or one of the tougher things, is when I first started, I always kind of looked at it as an interview almost, with having certain questions to ask my, or the people that came on. But as the week's gone on, make it more of a conversational piece, like you guys have mentioned, rather than an interview, to make it more entertaining.
I think, yeah, another thing is just listen to the other person or whoever you're with.
Yeah.
If there's someone else there, and just enjoy it, I think.
Enjoy, have fun, and just speak what's on your mind, you know.
Definitely, yeah. The best interviews, you know, aren't the ones that are scripted out all the way. You know, you'll have a couple questions at the beginning, but then if you're actually genuinely interested in what the person is saying, then you will, you know, continue to have questions that you just think of on the spot. That, like, those are really the ones that are the good ones, because that's when you're really paying attention. You know, that's when you usually find something that you really wanted to get out of it. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to read off of a list and do exactly what we said we shouldn't do, being a little self-critical, but it is what it is. Do you listen to any other podcasts? If so, drop some of the favorites out there so, you know, all of our thousands of listeners can get in on those podcasts as well.
I mean, I really wasn't into podcasting that much before starting doing it. I just didn't spend the time to really listen to much.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the QU podcast.
Yeah.
Number one.
The best one out there.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it.
The only one I've really listened to before this class was the Will Connerly Experience, my roommate. So shout out to him and his podcast. Go give that a listen. But the Will Connerly Experience, the QU podcast, and Will kind of showed me and has gotten me kind of on the Andy Frisella podcast. He's actually from St. Louis, so go give that pod a listen as well.
Nice, nice. Is there any pods I can shout out? Let's do a Playmaker's View. My boy Jamie Burdish.
Oh, I forgot about
there.
That one.
All
Jay Burt.
My boy Jay Burt. The Will Connerly Experience is a fantastic show as well. Good stuff there. All right, so we promised that we were going to ask about summer plans, so that's what we're going to finish on. What are y'all doing for the summer?
Well, I'm planning to head home at the moment, so hopefully I'll fly out a week after school, spend 2 weeks in a hotel, and then have a little bit of freedom at home before I get back here for the fall. Yeah.
All right. Good time.
So the number one thing I have planned, I guess, is to win a national championship.
Oh.
Baseball runs further than school, so I think that that'll be a part of my summer. And then from that, go home, see a bunch of family and friends, and then I think I'm going to pick up the same job I had last year because I really enjoyed it, being a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, you know, relax and enjoy my month or two off, and then I'll be reporting back.
Right. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that national championship.
Hey, you're going to be a part of it.
I've heard the Hawks are hot. I have heard the Hawks are hot. 13 in a row, baby. All right. Thank you all for joining us here on the season finale of the QU Podcast. For Jay Hamill, Chloe Knott, and our man, Michele Barletta, who couldn't be with us today, I'm Alex Abishon. It has been an honor and a pleasure to speak with you this year, and thank you for listening.